from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this Easter morning is from our epistle lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our text. Christ is risen, alleluia.
He is risen.
Has anyone ever told you that you've got a big mouth? I mean, why would anyone ever say anything like that? Well, I got a few ideas. It could have something to do with the amount of food you can shove into your mouth at one time. I mean, when you take that whole bowl of ice cream and try to get the whole thing in your mouth at once, yeah, you've probably got a big mouth and probably an ice cream headache. Or maybe you could also have a big mouth because of the number of words that come out of your mouth very quickly all at once. Or it could be the content of the words that you've said. So anyway, there are many reasons why you might have a big mouth. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, talks about a person with a very big mouth. And that person is death. And yeah, I know death is not really a person, but St. Paul talks about death as if it were a person. And we do the same thing too. We call death the grim reaper. The reality is that death is a big, bad bully. And bullies pick on people. Bullies tear people down bit by bit until they've finally beaten them down for good. Bullies make us think about all their other victims and make us wonder if we are going to be their next victim. So yeah, death is a bully. But this bully doesn't want to just steal your lunch money. This bully wants to take your life away. Death picks on us as soon as we're born. At times, death steals the joy of parents by taking their baby even before the baby's born. Other times, a physical defect signals the difficulties of life to come. And yet, death picks on us bit by bit. Young people break bones and suffer infections. Older people feel those aches and pains and suffer migraines and memory loss. Death gets right in our face with every biopsy and test result. At every age in life, we are being broke down. We are perishing from the moment we're born. Year in and year out, we see death swallow up people we love. And every time death wins like this, we are reminded of what a big, bad bully death really is. The Christians in Corinth were taught about Christ's resurrection. They were also taught about the resurrection on the last day. The problem is, death after death and false teaching after false teaching about the resurrection, it took them back to a time when a resurrection seemed impossible. I mean, on that first Easter morning, Mary Magdalene didn't believe a resurrection was possible. She thought that the body of Jesus was stolen. And Peter and John, who run out to the tomb, they don't know exactly what's going on. And so Jesus showed Mary and the disciples what he thought of death. You see, Jesus ate death for lunch. Jesus walked out of the grave on Easter morning under his own power and his own control, all victorious. You know, Jesus walked out of the tomb without any crutches. And you realize that Jesus didn't ride out of the tomb in a wheelchair. Jesus didn't even walk with a limp. When Jesus spoke to Mary that morning, he didn't have a sore throat. So you see, Jesus experienced no side effects from his resurrection, no post-traumatic stress. Jesus' resurrection from the grave was easier than you getting out of bed this morning. No aches, no pains, as good as new, glorified, imperishable. In fact, Jesus only kept the nail marks in his hands and the wound in his side because they told the marvelous story of how his victory over sin, death, and the devil was won. Jesus' resurrection tells us how death has been swallowed up in victory. And yet the Corinthians, they struggled with the teaching of the resurrection. And we too can struggle with the teaching of the resurrection. Every diagnosis and every death makes us feel like we're losing. But Jesus' resurrection tells us the truth about death. Death isn't the big bad bully we make him out to be. On the last day, the dead in Christ will be raised like Jesus. And you better not blink that last day, because the resurrection isn't going to take long. If you blink on that last day, you just might miss the resurrection, because St. Paul tells us that the resurrection will happen in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye. And so death may pick on us bit by bit, but the resurrection will put this bully in its place in an instant. The book of Revelation tells us that death itself will be locked up in hell for all eternity. On the other hand, we will be raised imperishable as the ones still living at the time of the resurrection. Those will be changed. So on the last day, our resurrection will eat death for lunch, because Easter has a big mouth. So on this Easter morning, we taunt death with St. Paul's words. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? And St. Paul explains, he tells why. Because the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Death stings. The reason death stings is because the stinger is sin. But the fact of the matter is that Jesus obeyed all of the Ten Commandments for us during his life. And then he innocently died on the cross as the atoning sacrifice for all of our sins. And so Jesus took that stinger away from death. And so with sins forgiven and with sins removed, death has lost all its sting. Death can't hurt you anymore. Death is not a defeat. Death is a victory. Death is now a doorway to life everlasting with Jesus. So once again, thanks be to God, because he gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A number of years ago, I went over to All Saints Hospital to visit a member that was there. And God makes these things happen. I happened to get at the hospital just a few moments after a doctor had visited with the couple and told them that the husband had incurable cancer. Do you think they were crying? Do you think they were asking, why me or why us? Do you think that they were devastated or dumbfounded? Absolutely not. They knew about the Easter victory that Jesus had won for them. They knew that death was defeated. They knew and trusted in the resurrection, and they had put all of their faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Easter has a very big mouth. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Christ Jesus has been raised from the dead. Jesus is Lord and King forevermore. His resurrection was real and certain, and our resurrection is real and certain. Christ is risen, hallelujah.
He is risen indeed, hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.